Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with classes for all ages, and we do invite you to come. You can feel free to bring your children and bring your Bibles and study the Word of God with us. We know that you'll receive a blessing this morning from the services. Our regular worship services began this morning at 11 o'clock, and you're invited to come to this service. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have our evening prayer service, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship service. On Wednesday night, we meet again in the house of the Lord at 7 o'clock to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So these are our services, and you're certainly invited to come, and I know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. If you would, this morning, take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 13, as we study the subject, the church of your choice. I know that I've heard a lot of preachers say this, make this statement. I've heard a lot of people make the statement, it doesn't make any difference where you go to church, just as long as you go to church. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, you just need to go to the church of your choice. Well, this morning I'd like to read to you the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 18, as we think about this particular subject. In verse 13 of Matthew chapter 16, then Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Now read carefully with me, verse 18. Listen to what it says. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This morning we'd like to address an issue which is sometimes not very favorably received, but I want you to think about it, and think about it with me this morning. Is there a difference in churches? Notice in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 that Jesus said, I will build my church. And Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Notice that Jesus did not say that I will build every church, but rather Jesus said, I will build my church. Now, look what it says. Look at this scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, the Bible said here in verse 31, as we consider a parable. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 31, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, It becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. This parable, according to what the Bible is telling us, shows us that every church is not one of the Lord's churches. Every church is not one that teaches what Jesus would teach. The Bible tells us in this kingdom parable concerning the mustard seed that it is the smallest of all herbs. And when it is planted, then it becomes a tree, and the fowls of the air come and lodge in its branches. And you know, in the Bible, the fowls are spoken of as being Satan's people. You remember in the parable concerning the sower, and when the man sowed the seed, there was some of the seed that fell upon the hearts. And the Bible says that the fowls of the air came and snatched away that seed. That is the seed there that fell by the wayside. And so what I'm trying to tell you here this morning is that those people that say, and I believe that they're honest people, they're just ignorant of what they're really saying. That when they're saying, just go to the church of your choice, or they say, it doesn't make any difference where you go to church, just as long as you go to church. Those people, I believe they're honest. They've just not really sat down and thought about what they're saying. You see, because there are churches that do not teach the truth. Let me say this also concerning this. That people will make statements concerning religion that they would not dare to make and apply to anything else. Now, follow through with me here, because people are saying, just go to the church of your choice. They're saying, just go any place. It doesn't really make any difference. You know, some people are saying denominations don't make any difference. Well, I believe that it does make a difference what church you go to. I'm not going to get into the denominational thing at all. I'm just saying that you ought to go to the one of Jesus' churches. Now, sometimes people make statements that they apply in terms of religion that does not make any sense at all. And they would not dare make an application in any other field except in the religious field. Let me give you this. What would you think about if I said to you, if you are married, it doesn't make any difference which wife or husband you're with, just as long as you're with a husband or wife? You say, well, now wait a minute, preacher. That could be adultery. Oh, that's true. And there is such a thing as spiritual adultery. The Bible talks about that. That is, going to the wrong place and doing the wrong thing. Worship is always good. But worship, real worship, is done God's way and not man's way at all. Now, give you another statement. Somebody would say, well, you know, you can just go to any church you want to. It doesn't make any difference. But what about this statement? If you have a job, it really doesn't make any difference which job you go to or what job you do, just as long as you do a job. That doesn't make any sense. Somebody would say this. Well, if you are going to receive a paycheck, it really doesn't make any difference which paycheck you receive, just as long as you get a paycheck. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Because everybody works for a different wage. Everybody does a different job. Everybody has a different work. And it does make a difference which church you go to. You need to go to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody would say, well, you know, it doesn't make any difference what car you drive, just as long as you drive a car. Well, that could be called theft if you get in somebody else's car. So it does make a difference. You see, people make statements concerning religion that they would not dare make concerning anything else. Somebody would say, it really doesn't make any difference what you believe, just as long as you are sincere. You know, that's a terribly false statement. You might believe that the medicine you're taking for your headache is headache powders, headache tablets that will heal your headache. But if you're really taking poison, you're going to die, even if you think you're not. You know, you might believe that you're saved by the grace of God. But if you're lost, you're going to go to hell because you're lost, not because you think you're saved. It does make a difference. There ought to be some, at least some minimal requirements for the church that you'll attend. And I think the very first thing, according to what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, that is that we ought to go to the church of Jesus' choice. And we ought to be well aware that Satan is alive and well, and that Satan does have his church upon this earth. Satan is in the business, you could say, of fooling people and getting them to do things that they ought not to do. And they don't come on and appear as if they're evil, but they appear as if they are good. Look with me in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13. The Bible said, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." I tell you what, we need to understand that Satan, it's very possible, you see, that Satan could be out to fool some people. Yes, it is possible, isn't it? Satan is alive and he is well upon this earth. And Satan is doing many, many things in order to fool people into wasting their lives and very possibly into winding up in a devil's hell. And so those people that are proclaiming, you can just go to the church of your choice, you can just do what you want to do, they ought to stop and think about what they're saying. We ought to stop and think that we ought to do what God says we ought to do. And I'll tell you, whenever you're really led by the Spirit of God, then God will lead you to one of your churches, one of His churches. I know today that there, and I think that you know, that there are satanic churches in this world today. I believe everybody that's listening to this broadcast would know and understand that Anton LaVey did in the 1960s began his satanic church. And there where they would cut off pieces of their fingers and pass them around for people to eat. And they were taking a mockery of the Lord's Supper. And I think you remember back in April of 1989 that many newspapers across this country carried the story of 12 human beings who were killed at the hands of a satanic cult located near Matamoros, Mexico. You know the stories there that were said. Texas Attorney General Jim Maddox said, well, they're cooking body parts in a big pot there on that ranch. And there was no doubt that that was going on. Satan is alive and well. Say, well, how in the world would I ever know what one of Satan's churches are? It's very difficult to tell. But this one thing is true. The Lord's churches will teach you how to be saved. That is, by grace through faith, without works on our part at all. That is, totally believing in Jesus Christ without any works at all. Would you want to attend a church that teaches any different? What about baptism? A church of the Lord Jesus Christ would teach you that you're saved before baptism. And you're baptized by the proper authority, with the proper candidate, with the proper motive, in order to serve God in the proper way. You'd want a church that teaches that you're saved and saved eternally by the grace of God. You'd want to go to a church that teaches you that after you're baptized that you could live a holy and a right life before God. You need to examine by the Scriptures the church and see if the one you're going to is God's church or not. Well, we do see that our time has gone away from us again. Today we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.